All right, welcome to the pre-show. Man, my beat. A lot of business to do today. I guess I can hip you to a, you know, what I'm doing is I own some property that I'm selling. And I've been dealing with all of that, and it's fun, it's interesting, it's the good people, very nice people, but it's very tiring. I think that's what I'm trying to say is, it is, man, it's got my ass kicked, it really does. So up early in the morning, this and that, you know, and I work late as it is. I'm just a late kind of a working guy, and I'm also a coffee drinker. So put those two together, and what do you got? You got a guy that stays up late and sometimes has to get up early. So put those two together, and what have you got? A guy that's tired come late afternoon. And that has been my lot in the last couple of, last week, I'd say. So I got to get my shit together. I went to the store and I bought some of my favorite food. Guess what my favorite food is? I guess you guys wouldn't know, would you? Apples. This is my favorite snack food. Apples, celery, and hummus. Yeah. What do you think, bud?
All right, yeah.
Apples, celery, and hummus are my favorite snack food. And hummus, if you don't know what it is, neither do I. No, it's hummus is a Middle Eastern kind of a dip. It's made from, what beans is it made from? The fuck beans? Anyway, it's made from garbanzo? And a lot of spices, and it's really, it's just fucking great. I love it. And the best way to eat hummus, in my opinion, was with cut up cucumbers as opposed to celery. I think that's just an easier and a more fun way of eating hummus. Cucumbers don't get, cucumbers are not stringy and get stuck in your teeth, that kind of thing, you know. Nonetheless, celery is a beautiful thing. And then the other thing I love is eating. I eat apples, man. I eat a lot of apples. I love apples have never been better, you know. I mean, there's those Honey Crisps that they have now, and they got the Fuji's, man. Apples are fucking awesome now. When we were kids, when I was growing up, we had the Washington Delicious. They were grainy and mushy. If there's one thing I fucking can't stand, it's a mushy fucking apple. Now, I don't mean like, you know, mushy, but this, if it's not crisp, Jack, you know, if it's one of those kind of grainy, sort of soft-ass apples, fuck that. Nobody wants that. Nobody. So when I was a kid growing up, we had Macintosh, which was, they were kind of bitter. And Washington Delicious, we had Granny, what do we have, man, Granny Smith's? We had the really green apples. They weren't bad, but they weren't great. And even still, I became an apple freak as a kid because I just loved apples. Now, holy Jesus, the apples are fantastic. And then put on top of that, when you get Halloween and you get the candied apples, man, you're living. You are living large now. So that's what I like to eat. Now, what else? What is other snack food that I like? That's about it. Because ever since I got, you know, on the whole diet thing, man, I watch what I eat now, man. I keep the calories down. And that's just the way it is. Let me see. That's it, yeah. I mean, there's a few things. You know, salads. I'm big on salads. I'm always eating salads. I'm always chopping up different varieties of cabbages and lettuces and throwing those in and maybe tossing in some spinach. I'm not the biggest spinach fan, but it's okay as a part of something larger. Kale ain't bad. It ain't great. But, you know, like I said, toss it into some other kind. My favorite kind of lettuce, I guess, is iceberg. But you need to mix that in with some other things. And then I'll cut up an avocado into that. Okay. And no, I don't do the tomato thing. I don't do that bullshit. Just lettuce, a little bit of avocado, olive oil, and balsamic vinegar, garlic powder, and you get that Mrs. Dash too. Because I got to eat Mrs. Dash. Excuse, that sounded bad, didn't it? I got to eat Mrs. Dash. I have to have Mrs. Dash because it doesn't have salt, and I don't eat salt, man. So you get some garlic powder, and you get the Mrs. Dash onion and herb.
Yeah, fuck.
And the table blend, you have some of that. You throw that in there, and you got yourself a salad, man. That's all you need. My old man taught me, this was many, many years ago, my father was the guy that showed me the old avocado sandwich thing, because we had an avocado tree in our backyard, so we'd go and pick a couple. My old man would bring it in, cut that shit up, and put it between two slices of bread with a little bit of salad dressing. It was goddamn delicious. Never had an avocado sandwich. And I still don't really eat avocado sandwiches for one very good reason. It's like a big fat waste of bread, man. It's like, it's just, you can't, I don't know. You can't really enjoy it the way you can enjoy a regular sandwich. But avocados on a salad? Hell yes. I don't eat eggs. I'm pretty much down the vegan road. I say pretty much because, I don't know, maybe occasionally I'll have chicken on something, you know. But I don't look for it.
Oh, man, I'm fucking tired, Nick.
Maybe I ought to go get something to eat. Okay.